Chapter 16. Now I am going to him who sent me, yet none of you asks me, "Where are you going?" Because I have said these things, you are filled with grief. But I tell you the truth. It is for your own good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the counselor will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will convict the world of guilt in regard to sin and righteousness and judgment. In regard to sin, because men do not believe in me. In regard to righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And in regard to judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, he will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will bring glory to me by taking from what is mine and making it known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said the Spirit will take from what is mine and make it known to you. And in a little while you will see me no more, and then, after a little while, you will see me.
This ends our second section, Jesus Changes Lives, Even Mine. Can I pick up on just one or two points? Jesus made that stupendous claim in chapter 14 as he declared, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to God the Father except through me." Well, in this age of tolerance to anyone and anything, this smacks of being somewhat exclusive. But do remember that this is our Creator who knows his creation speaking. This is the living God declaring truth about himself and us. This is the sovereign Lord God before whom one day every knee will bow. How comforting to know if I am resting in who Christ is and what he has done for me to forgive my sin, that John gives us that lovely horticultural picture in chapter 15, that much fruit will result from my life. The fruit of love, goodness, a wholesome thought life, godly desires, in other words, a genuine, not a make-believe, a genuine Christian life.